There are some 130 candidates for governor that did not participate in last night's debate. Providing equal access for all the contenders is a challenge for California's media outlets. The state's largest daily newspaper offers readers this solution. The Los Angeles Times is publishing portraits of the candidates in full-page spreads, 9 shots per page. Brian Vanderbrug has been traveling the state snapping those pictures.
Most of these candidates, they do have a serious side to them. They know they're not going to win, but they really want to get their voice and their ideas of the issues heard.
And this is an opportunity to show something of themselves, to display a bit of their personality, or whatever they happen to stand for. Do they warm up pretty quickly? Are they generally comfortable when they stand before your camera?
Some are, some aren't. The ones that aren't, I try to take a little more time, talk with them a little more. I have a couple little tricks to get them to loosen up.
Can you share some of them with us?
One of them, I nicknamed it the Columbo. We'll take 30 or 40 frames, and then I'll say I'm finished, and they'll kind of relax, and we'll talk a little more. They'll kind of walk off to the side of the studio, and then I'll say, "Oh, hey, wait, just one more thing," and we'll take a few more snaps, and it kind of catches them off guard.
Not all of them bring props with them. Some stand alone, but a few of them in today's spread do have props. There's the fellow who's holding what looks like a college pennant, and does it say West Point?
It is. He was a career Army man, Daryl Mobley, who's now a businessman, entrepreneur, and runs a chain of magazines up in the Bay Area.
And Sharon Rushford, she's an independent from Santa Clara, and she's carrying crutches.
One of her big concerns is the health care in California. And how it relates with HMOs. Her husband had an injury that the HMO didn't catch in time, and he suffered some longer lasting effects from that.
People show up with all kinds of props. A lot of people bring their kids. Sometimes they're animals or they're pets. I'm wondering if there were any cases where you just said this is just a bit too much. There's a candidate who poses with a gun. Were you comfortable with that?
Well, you know, we asked them to bring something that would show a little bit of their personality or interests, just to make the picture a little more interesting. I mean, you looked at it and wanted to read about him.
Were there ever times where you had to censure yourself, where you perhaps felt like you wanted to tell someone, maybe that's not such a good idea? And I'm thinking particularly about a woman named Georgie Russell. She's posing with what appears to be a thong.
Georgie is holding a thong. That's one of Georgie's campaign fundraising tools, the thong there. We had a
Did you say fundraising tool?
Fundraising tool. She sells them on the internet to raise money for her campaign. She lives in Mountain View, California. She's a software engineer, and when the opportunity came to run for governor, she rose to the occasion.
As a service to the readers of the Los Angeles Times, what purpose does this serve?
I think it gives a voice, even if it's a small one, to every single candidate, that they don't have to be anonymous, they don't have to be lost in the obscurity of this thing, that they can get their message out there, you know, even in a short paragraph for, you know, the million or so people who read our paper.
Brian, thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.
Brian Vanderbrug is a photographer with the Los Angeles Times, and we've been speaking to him about a series of portraits of the candidates in the California recall election.